his treasure.
Song and see the price that was paid to save us, to make us a child. Now that was a big price to pay to bring us into the family. Now that wasn't where it stopped. Then things got good. Now you think about that, the price that was paid to get us in the family. I want you to keep that in your mind tonight as we look about God's love for His children. Y'all all right tonight? Y'all ready?
Yes.
Let's look at it tonight. Father, we come. We love You. Oh, You deserve so much more from me. You deserve every breath, every second, every ounce of strength. And oh, how I failed You. And I read this book over and over. And I see how You love me and care for me and provide for me. And I've took You for granted so often. And oh God, I'm asking again tonight to cleanse me from all of that, the regrets and past. Lord, wipe it away. I know You do. And Lord, help me tonight, I pray. Lord, I pray that Your word might speak to our heart. And Father, may we go from this place praising Your wonderful name. Because of how You care. We love You tonight. Please help us. Touch me fresh of Thy power, I pray, in Jesus' name and amen. All right, we're looking tonight at that loving more. Let's love more in 2024. Now, I've heard several comments today about how we're going to have to shape up and love more. And there's a certain person here tonight is so, well, there's two men here tonight that are so glad that we have to love them. And their initials is Dave Butler and Rick Vance. That's their initials. But they're so glad that we're going to teach you. We're somewhere down the line, we got to love them. They're excited about it. All right? Just like they are, we got to love them like they are. So, but when we think about loving more in 24, I don't know that it would be right if I didn't have an example to go by. And I believe that the Lord Jesus is our example. I believe God is our example. And if we'll look and see how He loves, then we'll start getting a handle on it as we go. Is everybody all right with that? So let's look here. All right, you serve what you love. Now that's going to be up there every service, every message in this series. You serve what you love. You think about that. Now, how much you serve is how much you love. Think about it. You love what you serve. You serve what you love. You love what you serve. And there is no love without service. All right? Now, the Bible says, love not in tongue, in word or tongue, but in deed and in truth. Think about that. Don't just say or mouth, I love you or I love him. Don't just say it by mouthing it, but there comes deed with it. There, it's action. All right, just remember that. Now, love, and this will be up there for the next few weeks. Love, this is a definition, is the unselfish concern about another's welfare. Love is an unselfish concern about another's welfare. When I tell you I love you, then you automatically ought to know, if I'm serious, if I mean it, that I am concerned about your welfare, and it don't matter what it going to cost me to help you. Whether it's time, money, whatever it may be, whatever I need to do. If I really love you, then there's no stop in it. You understand that? It's the unselfish concern. I need to be really concerned. When I walk up to you and shake your hands and boy, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Then you ought to know. You ought to know that Mark's not going to be in the way. That's going to be unselfish. Think about that. That's going to take a lot. And you say, I don't know if I can do that. Sure you can, because of who lives inside of you. Now, these things are impossible. God's already given us everything necessary to live like that book says. All right? That book is not out of our reach. Y'all understand it tonight. This book is not out of our reach. Living like this book says is not impossible. It is with us, but it's not with who's in us. Now, if this book is impossible, then we have a God that expects too much. But we don't have a God that expects too much. He gives us all to give us an example so we can give our all as well. All right? Think on that. Love is the act. Is that act. It's an action. Love is that act of one person seeking the highest good for another person. Think of that. It's an action. I ought to be seeking the highest good for another. Now we'll look at next Sunday. We'll probably go back now and we'll look at love of the Lord. And then we're going to be going in the weeks to come, in the Sundays to come. We're going to be looking at loving the Lord, and we're going to be looking at loving one another, and we're going to be looking at loving our spouse, and we're going to be looking at loving our children. We're going to be looking at all of that, all right? Now you understand it, but we're going to come back to this in everyone. Think about that. Love is that act of one person seeking the highest good for another person. Sometimes we don't love. Sometimes we don't attempt to seek the highest good for another. Sometimes we spend our time seeking the highest good for self. All right? Think about that. Now, God's love for each other. We okay? Now, you know, if we go back, them two things about the definition of love, you know, that hits hard, don't it? It hits hard because we think I love you as them little Valentine meant. Be mine. Be mine. It's more than a box of candy. It's more than a Valentine. It's something. It's something. That's why when you marry, you don't marry because you like somebody. And you don't marry because you want to spend your life with somebody. You marry because you can't live without that person. Because you love them. Are you hearing me? We okay? Well, that went dud, didn't it? Huh? See, we're supposed to love one another. But, you know, if I don't love Cheryl Ann, they's not no need me ever telling you I love you. You know that? If I don't love my children, they's no need me telling you anything at all. In fact, I was going to tell you this. If I can't love my wife, there's probably not no need me praying or reading my Bible or saying anything else. Amen. I'll just go ahead and say that. We okay? Amen, preacher. Yeah. Amen, preacher. God's love for each other. Now we'll look on the positive side, okay? Enough of the dreary. Enough of the pointed, okay? Now let's look and we can praise Him. We all right? I can see the excitement of this series and everyone's faith. I can see how intrigued you are. Now, what are we going to get out of the Bible in the weeks to come? We better enjoy this one tonight, hadn't we? Let's look. How about John 16:27? Look at this. For the Father Himself loveth you. I love that verse. For the Father Himself loveth you. Because you've loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I love that. For the Father Himself loveth you. You know, we always see that God loves, but it's not nowhere else that I know of just like that. For God Himself. Not the Son, not the Holy Ghost, but the Father Himself loves you. Think about that. Ain't that wonderful? We're talking about the great God. That's right. Loves me. Huh? Hey, think about that. Does that amaze you tonight? Yeah. It amazes me. For the Father Himself loveth you because you've loved me and believed that I came out from God. Huh? Now let's look. He has everlasting love. He is everlasting. Now, there's all kinds of love. We're going to look at several of them tonight. But He is everlasting love. Do you believe that? You believe that? You know that He'll never quit loving you. That God Himself loves you and He will never quit loving you because He loves you with an everlasting love. Is that not wonderful tonight? Huh? Jeremiah 31:3 says, For the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I love you with an everlasting love. The Father Himself, for the Father Himself loveth you with an everlasting love. Huh? I don't think you can beat that at Kroger, huh? He has an exceptional love. Now he has an everlasting love, but He has an exceptional love. Now, I looked at that exceptional, and I was going to print it off, but I was afraid y'all would get bored me reading all them 100 words that describes exceptional. So in your spare time, why don't you look up the definition of exceptional and then look at all the synonyms that goes with it and think about that with the Lord. I want you to do that. You can do that on your phone. Don't do it right now, but do it on your phone. All right. And it'll give you, I don't know, a pile of them. Like 2 or 3 columns of all them terrific, amazing, marvelous, all them words down through there and trying to tell you how exceptional He is. His love is exceptional tonight. Do you believe that this evening? Huh? 1 John 3:1. Behold, huh? What we say last week. Don't miss it. Look, pay attention. Don't want to miss this. Behold, what manner of love, what manner we're talking about is exceptional. That's the kind of love. What manner of love does he have for me? It's exceptional. It's marvelous. It's A-OK. Let's see, what was all the word? Terrific, dynamic. Just word after word. Y'all got it yet? Y'all got the point tonight? What manner of love? Behold, don't miss it. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Now, do you see what that verse says? Do you see it? He loves us. The manner of love that he loves us, that we might be called the sons of God. Is that not exceptional?
Yes.
Now, he's going to love me forever. Huh? He's going to love me forever. But the exceptional part is that I might become a son of God. Does any of that make sense to anybody here tonight? That a filthy, dirty sinner, wretched, huh? Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Huh? Oh, wretched man. That was after Paul was saved. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. Huh? That God would want me to be in the family. God wants you to be in the family. I think that's pretty exceptional. What do you think tonight? Huh? That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Huh? He has an excellent love. Huh? He has an everlasting love. He has an exceptional love. And he has an excellent love. Huh? You look in words up. Excellent and exceptional and all of them. You'll just keep reading and reading. And you might even shout in your house. Huh? Psalm 36 says, how excellent. Is that what it says? I said he had excellent love. How excellent is thy loving kindness. How excellent is his loving kindness. Huh? Oh God. See that exclamation point? I didn't add that. That's in your Bible. How excellent is thy loving kindness, oh God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wing. Man, it's wonderful that we are loved by God to that extreme. Think of this. Now we're talking about the God who props his feet upon the earth. Huh? You understand? Are you listening to me? The God that props his feet up on the earth. For he said he makes the earth his footstool. Huh? The God of heaven that with a mighty hand just swarped his hand and slung or slang, however you want to know, he slang his stars out there. And as he slung them, he named them. Every one. Huh? That he knows the grains of sand on the beach. He that says, stop wave, don't come no further. Go out, wave, that's far enough, now come back. Day and night, back and forth. That's the God that loves me. He's an excellent love. You understand tonight, it's not me loving you. It's not somebody down here loving you. But it's God that loves you. Huh? Think about that. There's more than I can tell. That was just the introduction. Now let's look and see. We all right? Everybody okay? Anybody getting this? Huh? God's love is shown. Huh? God's love is shown. We mentioned that this morning. God's love is shown. It's may coming or going. I don't know which it is. Huh? God's love is shown. 1 John 4:9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us. Because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Can I tell you tonight, He showed us how much He loves us. And the cross, though it be in our past, can I tell you, we started living at the cross.
Yes.
And I look back at the cross and see where I started. See, I can go back home, down there to Winona, where I started, where I was raised, you understand? And there's always a joy to go back home. And the memories that I have of even the things that's changed. And I think of Smokeless Holler, where I used to walk up with my papa and my daddy and by the old reservoir and up on the old ball diamond and go down there past where the school was and all of that, where the church was, where all my people had went when they was little. And I went there. I go back and I have all that memory and it brings me joy. Huh? Can I tell you, none of that brought me life, but it's where life begun for me. Are you understanding? Can I tell you, I go back to Calvary and the Calvary's cross ain't there no more and the blood's not there no more and angry mom's not there anymore, but I go back there and I reminisce and I remember that I was a sinner that knelt down and trusted Christ, that I come to the cross in faith believing that He washed my sins away, and the memories that flood my soul and the joy that flood my soul when I look back yonder to the cross and know that God loves me and He showed me when He come and died on Calvary Mountain for me and you tonight. Listen, you can't take the cross out of my life. You can't take it out of my mind. You can't take it out of my heart. For by the cross is my way home. And because of the cross, I know that God loves me as a sinner, and that love is eternal. Hallelujah tonight. Huh? Think about it. Then I look on. God's love is secure.
Yeah.
Ain't that wonderful? God's love is secure. Well, let's see. Romans 8. Huh? Can we go to Romans 8? 31 through 39. What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Huh? Who can be? Huh? He that spare not His own Son. If God be for us, who can be against us? He, that one we're talking about, if God be for that God who spared not His Son. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Do you know my daddy? Jen was talking about her daddy. My daddy was not a rich man. My daddy worked himself to death to give me everything that I needed, everything that I really wanted. He worked himself to death. Worked himself, died at 66 years old. Wore out. Life burnt out. Huh? Preaching and working. Preaching and working. Huh? I watched him have a heart attack, literally watched him have a heart attack in the garden and crawl over to the old footbridge and sit there and eat nitroglycerin pills like we'd eat breath mint. And he said, I'll be all right in a little while. And then he'd wait, then he'd go on right back to work. Said, we got to get this done. We got to have groceries. We got to have food. Then after everything was took care of, then now let's go to the hospital. Huh? And I'll drive, he would say. I'll drive. Huh? Huh? That was him. Y'all want to know where I get things? That's where I get it. Huh? But can I tell you, he was trying to give me all things. That's what he was trying to do. But my Heavenly Father loves me so much. Huh? I remember, me and Cheryl been married for years, just not long before Daddy died. And like I say, Daddy didn't have much money at all. He would get in his billfold. I'd come over and we'd go out down maybe by the building, and he'd get his billfold out and said, you need anything? And he reached down in behind everything. He said, I got a little bit here. If you need it, I got just a little bit here if you need it. I said, no, Daddy, I'm fine.
If you need it now, son, if you need it, oh, I'll gladly give it. Can I tell you that I got a Heavenly Father tonight that loves me, and He freely gives me all things, and I can come to Him and ask Him, oh, I want you to know, ain't nobody loves me like He loves me tonight. Huh? Think about that. Huh? It says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Huh? Say what you want about me. It's God that justifies. You don't. The world don't. But God does. Amen. God justifies. We okay? Who is he that condemneth? Hey, it is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Can I tell you that I failed today? I failed today. And somewhere, if I would go back and look, I know from morning till this time right now, somewhere I failed. And there is one that is at the right hand of the Father saying, Father, he failed, but look, the blood washes away. And the Father is holy and pure and just. And the Father wants to do something. And the Son says, Father, it's okay. Father, he's trusting me. It's okay. He's making intercession for me. Are y'all understanding that? Huh? He's the best go-between that anybody could hope to have. Huh? Who's even at the right hand of God who also maketh intercession for us. Huh? For us. And let's go on. For who shall separate us? It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Or distress? No, that won't do it. Or persecution? No, that ain't going to do it. Or famine? No. Or nakedness? No. How about peril? No. How about the sword? No. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Brother Rick's been talking about conquerors and overcomers and conquerors and all of that. All them words come together and mean the same. Hey, let me tell you, I'm more than that. Right. Yeah. I'm more than that tonight. Huh? We are more than conquerors through him that loved us, for I am persuaded. Now, let's look here. For I'm persuaded. That means I am moved to this truth. I'm persuaded. I am moved from everything else I knew to be locked in on this truth right here. I'm persuaded to go this way. Huh? What am I persuaded? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can I tell you that His love is secure? Yes. Amen. His love is shown and His love is secure tonight. Because it's all in Christ. It's all in Christ. Is that all right? Think about it. God's love is satisfying. We okay? It's shown. It's secure. And His love is satisfying. Now, you're going to think me a little bit mushy. And that's okay. All right? And I'm going to maybe show you something maybe that you don't believe, but maybe you just don't have the relationship I have with Him. All right? We okay? Let's look at some scripture. Now, keep that in mind. God's love is satisfying. Now, not satisfying to Him. I mean, I reckon it is. But it's satisfying to me. Huh? Now, when we learn to love Brother Dave and Brother Rick, they're going to be satisfied. They're going to be happy. Huh? They just going to sit and laugh just like you are right now. They're just going to sit and just shake all over. And they're going to be satisfied. Hey, Beth might even love you, Rick, when this is all over. What a blessing. What a blessing. Are you listening to me tonight? It's satisfying. I don't know how y'all get along in your home. I don't know. I know how I get along in mine. Now, I tell people, they say, how's Cheryl? I always ask the meanest woman in Nicholas County. The only thing keeping her picture out of the post office is me. That's usually what I say. Huh? And they say, yeah, right. Huh? Because she satisfies me. I love her, and she loves me, and it's satisfying. And we've been together so long that we don't have to talk. We can look and talk. Just look at one another and talk. We ride along in a vehicle and hold hands, and ain't nobody watching, but we hold hands in the car. We get out to go to the store, we hold hands. I love to hold her hand because she's satisfying. She's satisfying. And he said, well, I don't know all that well. I'm just telling you. There's a lot of the relationship with husband and wife like they are here. And if we would think about that, we'd have a better home and a better relationship here. Right? See, I don't expect her to do nothing for me. I'm willing to do everything for her. If she does it all, then that's great. But I just do it for you. Because I love you. That's just the way it is. Do I make mistakes? Yeah. Does she have a list? Yeah. Yeah. Do I? No. No. No, I'm just glad I got somebody that loves me back. Huh? I'm just glad I got somebody that loves me. Are you still okay? Everybody all right? Let's look. How satisfying is it? Well, the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 6, said, his left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. Cheryl, I want you to get up a minute, if you would. Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Just sit here with me, would you? Just sit right here. And my left hand is under her head, and my right hand doth embrace her.
That's right.
Amen. And I'm sitting in the lap of a heavenly Father that loves me like a little child, just like this. Not wanting nothing, not asking for nothing. Not even talking, just his left hand is under my head and his right hand doth embrace me.
Amen.
Huh? Now that's what it is tonight.
Yes.
That's what it is. Huh? We okay? Think about that. It's that simple. That's the relationship that he has with me, and it's satisfying. I enjoyed that. Huh? We'll do it later. I enjoyed that. Huh? We okay?
Yeah.
We okay?
Yeah.
That'll help all of you.
Yeah.
How about when you go home, spouses? How about y'all just gather up and just sit in a chair? Don't say nothing. Don't ask for them. Just sit there and put your left hand under her head and her right hand around her. Huh? Huh? Why don't you? Why don't you? Huh? We okay? I'm talking about being satisfied. I'm talking about satisfying the love of God satisfying you tonight.
Right.
Are you listening to me? That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
How about the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 4? He brought me to the banqueting house. Mm. Hey, won't go out, eat a bite?
Yeah.
Huh? Hey. And his banner over me was love.
Yes.
And I grabbed hold of her and put my arm around her. You're not going to mess with her at a restaurant.
That's right.
Huh? The banqueting house. We okay?
Yes.
You say, how does the Lord do that? Have you not never sat in his lap?
Yeah, come on.
Have you not ever sat in his lap and all you needed was his arm around you? Huh? Have you not ever done that? Oh, you're missing out. Huh? See, sometimes as a child, come here, David. Come here, run here, right here. Come here, come on. You run everywhere else, run here. See, sometimes as a child, sit up here. Sometimes we need this. We need this. Because our heart's broken. and we're a child, and the pressures of the world is on us. So he hugged us up close. He hugged us up close and said, I love you. You're my buddy. I love you. And I don't want nothing but you just to sit here and let my arms go around you and protect you and take care of you. That's all he wants tonight. That's all he wants. You don't have no trouble sitting with me, do you? We're buddies, ain't we? Because you love me. We're like that, are we not? Huh? This is my gardening buddy. This is just my buddy right here. Are you hearing me? See, he'll stay here all night. Huh? He'll sit right here. He won't sit still nowhere else, but he'll sit still right here. Huh? Are you hearing me tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What we need tonight is to quit running everywhere and sit in his lap and love him. Go ahead and sit down, son. Huh? Have you not ever done that? Have you not ever needed that? Huh? Then he brought me to the banqueting house. What we had last week, we had a beholding banquet. We beheld him, and then we beheld him chicken legs. Huh? That makes steak and gravy. Then meatballs, then mashed potatoes. Huh? Hey, some of them beheld them rolls before anybody else got them. Huh? Huh? Are you listening to me tonight? Is that not how the Lord does you? Does the Lord feed you?
Oh, yes.
When he's sitting, does he not feed you? Huh? When you're weak, does he not give you a little bit of strength? I'm telling you tonight that the love God has for us is far more than we even appreciate. Huh? Far more than we take advantage of. Song of Solomon chapter 4 verse 16. He says, awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Just satisfy. Huh? You see them commercials where they're sitting out there in one of them lawn chair things with a little umbrella over their head and rushing the beautiful blue waters coming up on the white sand, and they got a big bowl and they're eating grapes and eating an apple, eating a banana. You've seen them commercials, you know. And it says something about relaxing. Come and enjoy the satisfaction of such and such place. Can I tell you, that's the way it is with the Lord. And you come in his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Huh? If you want to see the love of God and what our love ought to be, read the Song of Solomon. The most intimate book in the whole Bible. Huh? And it's about us. It's about us tonight and him. We okay? Huh? Song of Solomon 6:3. I am my beloved. And my beloved is mine. Huh? Hey, my beloved is mine. I'm yours and you're mine. Huh?
Yes.
We okay with that?
Oh, yes.
Huh? I am my beloved. Huh? And he's mine. He feedeth among them. He's always given.
Yes.
You notice?
Yes.
He's always giving, always feeding, always satisfying.
Yes.
Look at us. We like to eat. Right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah.
That's the way we are with the Lord. Huh? We love anything he gives us. Are we okay tonight? Let's look on. Then God's love is simple. God's love is simple. God's love is simple. You know, I've just sat and thought and meditated and studied about the love of God. And I want to use you. I could use one of them boys, but you're mine and I'm yours. You know, you're mine, I'm yours. All right? And I want to show just how simple his love is. Y'all listening to me tonight?
Yeah.
For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand.
Mm-hmm.
saying unto thee, fear not, I help you. And I walk daily. And he's got a hold of my hand. Just so simple. Just so simple.
Yes.
And as a little child, and I'm your father, you can point and say, can I have that? No. No, you don't need that. He said, but I'll give you this. It's better. Huh? And we'll walk a little bit and you'll say, Father, can I go over there? No, that's dangerous over there. Won't you walk over here? It'll be a whole lot better. For every, because there's no trouble here.
Right.
Here. Say, I got you. Don't worry about it. Now, it might look a little rough, but it's okay. It's better here.
Yeah.
That's simple. And that's how he does us. I remember growing up, and my daddy was a man of few words. Some of you knew my daddy, and he was a man of few words. Now, when he preached hard and fast, but when just talking, he was a man of few words. But I've been in the woods, and he have a hold of my hand. Or I've been in a crowd, and he have a hold of my hand. Now, it wouldn't matter what I'd done. I could not get loose. He had a grip. Now, he would hold on to me. But can I tell you that they wasn't nobody knows where that was going to harm me.
Right.
Did Daddy tell me every day that he loved me? No, he showed me. He showed me. See, that's what I told you this morning. It's not on every page of the Bible that he loves me. It's not on every page, but it showed me. And I can always look at that. Are we okay tonight? I just wanted you to know that you're loved. Is that all right? God's love for his children. Let's go home.